Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, USDA drops the yield per harvested acre by 1.3 bushels, ending stocks by 47 million. And it looks to me like the way they did it was they cut back on ears per acre and test weight just a little bit in either category compared to October.
They did that, plus they also cut out $50 million in exports to get the carryout where it's at. So they did cut the yield, and as you said, carryout came in at 1.625. That was only two away from what industry expected, so I don't know that it'll have much of an impact. Some people say it will be a little higher, others say a little lower, others say we'll follow the beans and the wheat.
Well, you like to go by that old adage, big crops get bigger. Well, big crop didn't get bigger.
Well, the test weight was the big thing. And, test weight and below 50 in places, in the low 50s in places, and that takes the yield down.
Surplus on the technical charts, and it makes sense that we make a stab to the upside.
Upside-wise, we're still trying to get through the four on the nearby. I don't know that we can make that at all.
All right, let's turn our attention to the soybeans, where USDA adds 9/10 of a bushel and adds 40 million bushel ending stocks. Nine-tenths of a bushel to the acre, excuse me.
Right, and they did that. They actually increased usage. At the same time, they increased crush a little, they increased exports a little, they increased industrial a hair. So that 270 was about 30, I think it was 34 higher than industry expected, and that was with additional usage. I think beans carry out also in the world went up, so that they're talking 10 to 15 lower on beans because of more than expected.
In all those categories, it comes up to about 53 million bushels.
Yep.
You want to trust that?
usage numbers? The thing about beans is at least we're 75% harvested, so you feel that the information should be accurate. When you go to that corn that we talked about, only 37% of the crop harvested, and Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, the big states in the Midwest, a lot of them only in the low 30s. So you wonder about the corn yield number.
USDA also came out and gave us some revised wheat numbers today.
Right, and they raised carry out there more than expected, raised them about 21 million. And they also raised world carry out. So world carry out higher on both beans and wheat, and here in the U.S., negative for both of those. We'll just have to wait and see what happens at the opening. Yesterday and a couple of days in the past week, we didn't even follow anything to do with grains. All we did was follow the outside markets, the financial markets. So today, is this a big enough shock to cause much of anything to happen, or will they go back to following something else?
Yeah, a quick look at the financials. What do you see?
The Dow is flopping around, and it's expected to be up a little higher. The dollar, after the big move down, is flopping around, and it's unchanged up a little.
Okay.
And the crude oil is, again, up a little.
Okay. Thank you much there, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.